Giving honor to the ancestors, greetings to the chairperson of the Permanent Forum of African Descent, the Working Group of Experts, the High Commission for Human Rights, all protocols observed. I am Morgan Moss, representing the NCOBRA International Affairs Commission in the U.S. Several decades ago, NCOBRA commissioned a team to examine and identify injuries sustained by African descendants in America whose ancestors survived this transatlantic slave trade, Jim Crow, racial segregation, mass incarceration, police brutality, medical experimentation, and economic exploitation. The team investigated, identified several areas in which African people in the U.S. continue to suffer due to the legacy of slavery, disparities in treatments and diagnosis in health, wealth, theft, and exploitation resulting in poverty, deprivation, and misinformation in education, preventing self-determination and the effect from an unfair criminal justice system. What NCOBRA is relationship to the international reparations movement? Although NCOBRA primary focus is obtaining reparations for African descendants in the United States, it is of the international reparations movement. Under the leadership of NCOBRA's International Commission, NCOBRA works closely with Africans, African descendants, and will share its experience with supporters of reparations for African and African descendants throughout the world. NCOBRA understand the status of African and African American citizens in the United States throughout the diaspora and on the continent is based on the same or similar crimes against humanity. Consequently, NCOBRA acknowledged that the success of the reparations movement is a benefit to all. Reparations now, free the land, the struggle continues.